we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday, Brevard County. My name's Bob Arthurs, and you're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We want to thank you for tuning in today to WMIE 91.5 FM. Ordinarily, tonight, we would be having our family night with food being served to the kids at 6 o'clock and the boys and girls classes starting at 6:30 and then our adult service beginning at 7. But with the storm that is approaching, our leadership felt like it was wise to go ahead and cancel the service for tonight. That way we wouldn't be responsible for people being out on the roads should there be floodwaters or anything like that. If it ends up being a beautiful night, then praise the Lord. Lift up your hands. Enjoy the time there at your house. Get into the Word. Spend some time in prayer, praise and worship, and have a great night. But with the storm that is right off our coast, please be careful out there. If you do have a chance to make preparations, take care of that. Get the batteries and the water that you might need. But the biggest thing is stay safe. And if you need anything, don't wait till the last minute. Please go ahead and attend to it right now. But with that being said, we are going to go ahead and get into our study today and pray it'll be a blessing to you. I want to say thank you today to Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. They can help you with any of your concrete block or any of that type of work. If you need some construction expertise in your world, maybe you're adding on to your house or you're a contractor and your last subcontractor has let you down, give them a call. They do phenomenal, phenomenal work, 536-5804. So we are going to go back to Isaiah chapter 42 today. Isaiah chapter 42. Yesterday we were talking about Jesus bringing justice for truth. He is very, very much a just God. And so we're going to pick up today on verse number 4. And as we're reading this, I want to remind you this is a messianic passage out of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And so as we're reading these verses, I want you to keep your eye on Jesus. I want you to keep your eye on what it says that his mindset is, that his persistence. I want you to think about that because he's the same in your life as he was when he walked the earth. And he is our example, and that is how we should be operating in our life. So, verse number 4, Isaiah 42, 4, he will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Drop down to verse number 6. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name and my glory. I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. So this prophetic passage about Jesus' ministry, it says he will not fail. His mission is to bring justice for truth. His mission is to bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not fail. He is going to accomplish the purpose that he set out. And so I just want to remind you of that, that Jesus never fails on a task that he sets out to accomplish. That should give us a great deal of confidence. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He does not fail. He doesn't start a project and then abandon it halfway. He does not ever fail to succeed. We hear a lot about leadership and we talk a lot about success And I think that if we are going to discuss those topics, we need to discuss the reality of how successful God is. A lot of times people have the mindset that people of faith are weak-minded and they are leaning upon a crutch, that they are just trying to hobble their way through life. I want you to know that Jesus is the most successful individual that has ever existed on planet Earth. He never, ever fails. There have been people who used Jesus' death as a recruiting tool for Christians who did not know their word to recruit them, and they did so by saying that they were there to finish the task that Jesus failed at. I want you to know, Jesus' death was not a failure. It was an ultimate success. It was a, if I can put it in these terms without anybody getting upset, it was a covert invasion into the kingdom of darkness, whereby he emerged 3 days later in resurrection power, and he was holding the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and all authority in heaven and on earth had been given to him. He is no failure, and he is no failure on a macro scale. He is no failure when it comes to you either. We need to come to the place where we allow God to have his perfect work in our life, because only then will we experience a life free from failure. You know, I don't like to fail. I remember as a kid, I got a C on a test. Now, there are some people who have the mindset that a C is a passing grade, and it is true, it is. But for me, I had never had a C on my report card ever. For me, that was a failure. It was a failure. And I certainly never wanted to get an F on a test or a D on a homework assignment. I didn't want that. I want to do my very best. And God wants you to succeed. He is working in you and he is working in me. And we need to realize that if we will allow him to bring kingdom justice into our life, it will not fail us. It will not lead us to greater misery. It will lead us to greater peace. It will lead us to greater joy. Why is it in 2016 we are rejecting the one guaranteed successful strategy for living? Just because it is unpopular. It is. Listen, God's word never fails. It is settled forever in heaven and earth. And so I want to encourage you today, if it means you have to let go of the reins of your life and place them in Jesus' hands, then that's what you need to do. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about times where in our office, there are some times where my office manager calls me into her office to try and work on a project. And there's other times where I'll call her in. And the offices that we have are very, very small. They're 9 foot 9 inches by 9 foot 9 inches. And there's generally only room for one chair. And so whenever one of us calls the other one into the office and we're looking at these computer screens that are, I mean, they're sufficient sized, but they're not so large that you can see all of the details. And so every once in a while, if she calls me into her office, I say, can I drive? Can I drive? And what that means is, you know, can you get up out of your seat and can I sit there so I can see the computer screen sufficiently so that I can know what to do this? And I want you to know the same thing happens is because she knows computer. I know how to solve some problems, but she knows how to get programs to accomplish tasks that I don't necessarily know. And so sometimes we just need to say, okay, this person is better equipped to do this than I am. If I have an art project, I know who in our church I'm going to call to ask to work on that art project. If I've got some a mechanical situation, I know who I'm going to call. If there's something I need to have done facility-wise, I know the people that I'm going to call. They are more gifted at it than I am. That's no threat to me. That is no insecurity. I just know they are going to succeed at it. I don't want to have to go through multiple failures before I learn to get something right. As you're listening today, have you failed enough to let God have control from here? I want to have as few failures in my life as I possibly can. I don't want to fail in business. I don't want to fail in my health. I don't want my heart to fail. I don't want my finances to fail. I don't want my marriage to fail or my parenting or my grandparenting to fail. And so I want to encourage you, keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is never going to fail. And it says this, he will not fail nor be discouraged. And this is what I'm really the most excited to talk about today, is because we live in a time where people get so frustrated. I'm not just preaching to you today or sharing this word with you today. I'm sharing it with me today as well, because human beings, one of the things that Satan will try and do for us is to attack our hope, our confidence, our courage. He tries to dishearten us so that we will be discouraged, because he wants us to give up. Giving up is failure. Giving up is failure. Do not be discouraged. It said, remember, this is a messianic prophecy about Jesus, and it says he will not be discouraged. I don't know if you've ever been blessed with people in your life who tried to discourage you from pursuing what God's will in your life was. They operate a bit like Job's comforters. My wife and I both had words from God that we knew that God was putting us together, even though we hadn't communicated those words. And yet she had people in her life who were trying to discourage her. These were friends. And now, admittedly, you know, the physical hairstyle that I had back in those days was not exactly what I call appealing. I saw a picture. I don't know really why they found that picture, but I saw it the other day, and I just went over to my wife and I said, "You truly are a woman of great faith and power," because it was just a horrible, horrible picture of me. Thank God hairstyles changed, and thank God my hair changed. It's not nearly as curly as it was back when I was in my teens and 20s. I sported quite a large hairdo back in the day. And so you could see when people were looking at things at the natural, why they would be trying to discourage her, but she had a word from God. And there are circumstances. We actually had people who took it about as their mission to try and discourage us from pursuing our marriage together. It wasn't her parents. It wasn't her family. It wasn't anybody who was really involved. They were just trying to discourage us into abandoning what God had spoken. I knew that God had called me to be a pastor, and there's been plenty of discouraging voices, but I, in the midst of all of that, you need a voice of encouragement. No matter what your work situation is like today, I want to encourage you to be that voice of encouragement. I have people in my life. They don't do it every day. I can't even say that it happens every week, but a good number of times I have just not been at the top of my game, or I've had people who told me things that weren't encouraging, but they were, but it was more or less discouraging. But God has blessed me with people in my life, and that's truly what I believe. I believe that that you and I are God's gift to those around us. As a pastor, I'm God's gift to the people inside Merit Assembly of God. I'm God's gift to the people who are listening to this radio program. I'm God's gift to the people around me, and those people are God's gift to me. And so I'm not threatened by their successes. I'm not intimidated. It's time that we got over our insecurity issues. But we also need to realize that when things aren't going as fast as we'd like, going as smoothly as we would like, that we're running into more opposition than what we had intended, that is not the time to be discouraged, to throw in the towel and walk away and abandon your faith. It is the time for someone to speak words of encouragement that say to you, be strong and of good courage. Oh, mighty man of God. Oh, mighty woman of God. Oh, mighty man of valor or woman of valor. Woman of virtue, man of virtue. God is going to use you more than you could ever imagine. Do you realize that if the devil is trying to discourage you, it must be because he recognizes that the God of all glory is working in you and working in me to accomplish something of great purpose. God has already said in his word that no weapon formed against us would prosper. So he's not going to be able to thwart God's plan. He's not going to be able to stop God's plan. The only tactic that he has left is to try and get us discouraged, to compromise, and to quit. Don't throw in the towel. And in a boxing match, if the boxers were out there and the trainer in the corner was thinking that one boxer was taking too much punishment and the ref hadn't stopped the fight, the man in the corner could throw in the towel for his boxer, and they would call off the fight. A week ago, I was on my way to work, and it's normally a nice, uneventful drive. I pass some beautiful scenery. Depends on what time of day I'm actually going into the office. This day, I was more along normal time instead of super early, like I am on occasion, and coming around this curve, and all of a sudden a vehicle is coming at me, and the road is curving in the opposite direction for them than it is for me. It's curving to the right for them. I'm having to turn to the left, and this person, I don't know if they were looking on their phone or if they were just distracted. They'd look down, turn the air conditioner on or whatever, but all of a sudden the road is turning and they're going straight, and we're coming at one another at 45 miles an hour. So basically the gap is closing at 90 miles an hour, 45 in an opposite direction. We are headed for one another, and they weren't a little bit in my lane. They had the driver's side front tire in my lane, the driver's side right tire in my lane, or the passenger side front tire in my lane. They were completely in my lane, and there's no time to honk. There's just barely enough time, because we're coming around a curve. Neither one of us knows the other one is there, and all of a sudden we are both trying to share the same real estate, and I had to swerve out of the way. Fortunately, on this stretch of road, there's a very large margin. There's also a large body of water right there. And so I was able to swerve hard to the right and swerve back to the left. And by the mercy of God, Neither vehicle was hit. We just both kept going, and I pray that that whatever distraction they had going on in their life, that distraction ceased, and they were able to drive focused. But it wasn't my most uneventful morning, and there were some other things that were going on. And Duke Matlock had that you've heard here on the broadcast before. He posted something on Facebook, and he said, "Are you going to conquer your day, or is your day going to conquer you?" And I posted this back, and I said, "I am going to conquer this day, but it is putting up one unbelievable fight," or something along those lines. The truth of the matter is, victory is ours. It is assured if we don't give up, if we do not quit. It says in the New Testament that Jesus always leads his people in triumphal procession. Now, we deal with people, and there are things that are constantly going on in other people's lives that we are completely and totally unaware of. They may be battling sickness or disease. There may be some family issues or financial issues that are going on. There may be some things of their own making and other things that they had nothing to do with, but that are dealing in their life. And dealing with people can be a challenge, but God can help you. God can help you. If you're discouraged in your marriage, don't give up. If you're discouraged in your walk with God because you thought you would be farther along by now, you thought that you would be having a greater impact by now, don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Jesus believes in you. Those people who discouraged us, you know, who tried to discourage us, they failed. And one of the reasons that they failed is because in spite of all of the things that they tried to sow and get us off track from the call of God on our lives to the call of God in our marriage, one of the reasons that they failed was a conversation that I had with my pastor, who in no uncertain terms said basically this: "I believe in you. I believe in your call. And I believe in the God who called you. I believe you are going to do great things." And I would like to tell you that every person I've worked for, I've learned from. Some of them I have learned how I don't want to treat people. Some of them I have learned how I do want to treat people. Some I have learned how to minister from. And others I've learned how to just show compassion to people. And so today I would like to follow my pastor's example, the one who was there for me as a boy, was there for me when I first got into ministry, and the one who to this very day is still a great source of encouragement to me. And I'd like to tell you this: I believe in you. I believe in the call that you have on your life. I believe in your marriage. I believe in the work that God is doing in your kids. I believe in the God who called you. Don't give up. You know, they call Wednesday hump day. You know, I don't know how you feel about that. My work schedule is, you know, it's true. It might get a little bit easier after Wednesday, but if you're looking at it as an uphill thing, I'm of this mindset. Life's not getting any easier. I haven't found the place where I can put it on cruise control yet, because there's still people who are in need of hearing about Jesus. And so I want to encourage you today, don't put it on cruise control, but do get over the hump of discouragement and fix your eyes. Resolve yourself. I will pursue the plan of God in my life. I will pursue the purpose of God in my life. I will pursue the power of God in my life. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to quit. He's going to establish justice for the Gentiles. He's going to establish justice for truth. It says here in verse number 4, he will establish, he's not going to give up until he's established justice in the earth and all the coastlands, to the very point where the last person could reside on dry land. That's where God wants his law to permeate. You know what? Here in Brevard County, we're pretty close to the ocean. It's not that far. I can tell you this. God wants his word. He wants his law established in your life. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged until you see it fully manifest in your life, in the life of all your household. And that's what I'm going to pray for you today. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for anybody who is, Lord, maybe they're just coming off of what the world would determine a failure. Maybe they've been released from a job like I have. Maybe their company just went out of business like has happened to me. God, maybe they're doubting their own skill set and their own giftings. God, I pray today that those failures would not be final, but Lord, they would just be used by you to set them up for exactly where you would place them, in Jesus' name. I pray today that not one person here today would be discouraged to the point of giving up. Lord, that there would not be anybody discouraged to the point of hopelessness, but instead they would know they can trust you. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.